Unethical vegan? Plant whole? I don't really have a good name for how I eat. I don't eat any animal products except rare and appropriate, so I am, by definition, vegan. Except I'm not a vegan. The idea is not to eat animals. The idea is to eat healthy. Not eating animals isn't the impetus. It's a side effect. Calling myself vegan would be like calling myself a cultural Christian. Yes, I'm an American. I went to church as a child, and I happen to follow much of the morality of modern Christianity. Not because it's Christian, but because modern Christianity mostly follows natural and logical human morality. If you look at how American Christians dress and speak and act in daily life, I follow all that. I have the same problem with the label cultural Jew. People use that term to mean that they were brought up Jewish and that the food and the culture and the history are still important to them, even if they're not practicing the religion. The idea is that somehow loving one's family and liking Lenny Bruce and peppering one's speech with American Yiddish is what makes one Jewish. So if I love my family and like Stroker Ace and pepper my speech with, "Hey buddy, fuck all y'all," I'm a cultural Christian? No, being Christian or Jewish is not a race or a culture. It's a religion. The cultural part of being a Jew, I've happily adopted. I claim Lenny Bruce and Bob Dylan as part of my culture. I also add in Sun Ra and Jimi Hendrix, even though I don't identify culturally as African American. I also claim Salman Rushdie, even though I wasn't raised Muslim, and Ayaan Hirsi Ali and Richard Dawkins, even though I wasn't born and raised in Africa. Saul Bellow asked, off the cuff, and he didn't really stand by it, "Who is the Tolstoy of the Zulus?" Ralph Wiley answered, "Tolstoy is the Tolstoy of the Zulus," and ended that jive-ass tribalism with one perfect sentence. Growing up with Brill Cream and Cannonball Run doesn't make me a cultural Christian, and not eating animal products doesn't make me vegan. If one doesn't actively believe in God, one is not a Christian or a Jew of any kind. And if one doesn't think it's morally wrong to use animals for food or clothing, one is not vegan. Vegan restaurants are harder for me to eat at than steakhouses. Vegan restaurants seem to love the SOS. Some vegan restaurants try to duplicate shitty food without using animal products. To a fellow like me, that's the same as serving Big Macs and fries. Steakhouses can give me some plain vegetables and one of my beloved potatoes, and we're done. In The Good, the Producers, the original movie with Gene Wilder, to show how poor he is, Zero Mostel screams, "I'm wearing a cardboard belt." When people ask me if I'm a vegan, I try to answer in the same tone, "I'm wearing a leather belt." Furberger calls the way I eat nutritarian. That's like trying to call 6th Avenue Avenue of the Americas. It just ain't going to catch on. Cronut, coined after Cray Ray's last name, Cronice, is just an in-joke. Someone suggested evidence-based diet, and unless that someone has the muscle it takes to push black to African-American, that's not going to happen either. I self-identify as atheist, but it's really a shitty label because it doesn't get its definition from anything positive. As they say, how can not collecting stamps be a hobby? We have the term deadhead for people who love the Grateful Dead, but we don't define those of us who love Dylan, Stravinsky, and Sun Ra as non-deadheads. The positive way to state my diet philosophy is I eat whole plants. Whole planter? Plant whole? I kind of like that. I'm a plant whole. Maybe I'll try that. But I don't think it really swings. Matt King, Goudeau, and Andy really like unethical vegan. They like that it abbreviates to UV. That's nice, but it's not really right. There are some ethical benefits to being a plant whole. Yeah, I don't like that either. I drive a Leaf, an all-electric car. Teller drives a Tesla. He's the fancy guy without a family to support. I don't feel like I'm saving the earth by doing it. I know that an electric car doesn't mean zero emissions. It means no tailpipe emissions. But still, the power comes from somewhere, and that somewhere is most likely spewing carbon into the air. If stupid hippies hadn't killed nuclear power, we'd have nuclear power plants safer and cheaper than coal-fired plants all over, and electric cars really would be zero emissions. You want to blame carbon emissions on someone? Blame them on Bruce Springsteen and The Clash. They did that rock and no nukes concert. We need hippie tie-dyed nuclear power plants and everyone driving electric cars. I drive an electric car because they're quiet and I hate gas stations. I like plugging my car in at home. I fucking love plugging my car in at work. The Rio All Suites Hotel and Casino has a charging station just for me, and they don't bill me for the energy. So when I plug in, I'm sticking it to the man. I drive an electric car because Obama put in one of his many incentives that just give money to the well-off. I shouldn't get tax breaks more than anyone else, but Obama's tax breaks for electric cars benefit only people wealthy enough to have a second car. I can have an electric car only because my wife has a gasoline-powered car that'll go far enough for us not to have to plan our whole day around staying within 60 miles of home. Teller has a second car, and his Tesla goes over 200 miles on a charge. Teller needs a tax break less than I do. We don't need the tax breaks, but we take them and figure it's a few bucks less that our government can use to kill people in our name. Electric cars don't save the environment as much as they should because of the boss. But having mine does help an itty-bitty teeny-weeny bit. And I don't think it's morally wrong to use animals for food, but the animal suffering that happens at factory farms sure is bothersome. I don't think animal suffering is even measured on the same moral scale as human suffering, but it's still suffering, and it hurts my heart. I don't even have to go to morality, although that argument may very well be valid. I can just go to aesthetics. Factory farming is really not pleasing to look at or even think about. My children still eat meat. We're working on them. But I like that my tiny little footprint has gotten a little smaller with my new diet. We did a bullshit episode over 10 years ago in which we shrugged at climate change. Because of that, every time one of our scientist buddies says something nice about us, there are two people who post something like, Penn and Teller rolled their collective eyes many years ago at climate change and must be shunned in perpetuity. Don't let them change their minds, on Twitter. I know, that's 143 characters. I guess they don't use the words collective and perpetuity. The truth is that Penn and Teller were never climate change deniers. We just didn't know. Since then, peer pressure and kowtowing to authority have shut us the fuck up. We drive electric cars. I can also try to placate the climate people by calling myself a vegan. Eating onions imported from Mexico leaves a smaller carbon footprint than eating local chickens. As we keep working on our children's diets and on growing our little vegetable garden, the Gillettes will very soon be giving the polar bears room to play badminton with their icy sub-zero shuttlecocks on massive ice floes.